Hi, this is Chris Morgan, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Fellowship Church. We're a non-denominational, full gospel church located in Matthews County, Virginia. Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you'll be encouraged. For more information about us, visit gocfc.com. God bless and enjoy.
Good to see everybody this morning. Did you come expecting today? Expecting what, Pastor Debbie? Expecting God to reveal His Word, the truth to your heart. That's what's important, the Word of God, getting it into our hearts, right? Amen. Praise God. Nothing more important. The Word is the all-powerful one. It can do exactly what it's sent to do, and it does not return void. Hallelujah. It's not void of God's power, nor void of His ability. Amen. So let's open up with prayer this morning. We're going to get started. Father, we come before you expectantly. We come before you with enthusiasm and excitement about your word today. We love your word. We thank you for your word, that it never grows old to us. Spiritual things never become old. They never become ineffective in our lives, Lord. We believe that. We thank you that your word is spiritual. It is all-powerful. It is life-giving. It is life-preserving. It is life-sustaining. Your word is the truth. And we believe the truth prevails in this place today, and every lie fails in Jesus' name. I ask for utterance and unction to be given me today in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador, that I will speak it boldly as I ought to speak. And we thank you for all you will do today, all you will say, Lord. We don't take it lightly, but we take this time serious with you, our appointment with you. Hallelujah. The King of the universe. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we want to welcome all those online with us today. Hallelujah. We're glad that you have joined us. Amen. That's important. And we believe eventually you won't be just joining us online, but you'll be able to get here in the services themselves. There's something about getting here and God seeing your face. It's like Paul said, he says, when I saw your face, he said, something in me was in the Holy Spirit was wanting to impart something that was lacking in your faith, but he never got there until he saw their faces. So it's something about being where God wants you to be and him seeing your face and him getting to you what is lacking in your faith, because God knows exactly where each one of us are in our walk with him and our faith walk with him. Hallelujah. This is a faith life. We live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to take, how many got your sword of the Spirit this morning, brought your Bible? How vitally important. This is our lifeline. We cannot, as believers, get away from our lifeline. We need to hold on to our lifeline. It is everything to us. It means everything to us. So let's make our confession of faith together. I am a believer and not a doubter. I walk by faith and not by sight. Today, I receive the incorruptible, indestructible Word of God into my heart, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You believe that? Yes, it's mixing our faith with what we're hearing. It's not just hearing it, but we're mixing our faith with what we are hearing, meaning, Lord, I hear that, but I take that as my own. That's mine. I see myself there. I receive that as mine today. I own it. Hallelujah. So you're mixing your faith with what you're hearing, and that's when it becomes more personable to you, and it will work for you. Whosoever will believe. That's what Jesus said. I said, Jesus said, whosoever will believe. It's the believing ones. Hallelujah. So today, Praise the Lord. We had been sharing about healing can be gradual, a healing can be instantaneous. And that we, as the people of God, as believers, learn to know how to meet God's help and God's power that's available to us all the time. I said God's help and His power is available to all of us all the time. But we have to learn how to meet His help and that power that is available all the time. And so sometimes our faith produces an instantaneous healing right then, right there, is a full manifestation. And then other times your faith produces a gradual healing, a process healing, where it takes time and a process. And then you see you get the full manifestation, but it just takes time. Either way, we need to learn to accept both of them. I said, either way, we need to learn to accept both of them and keep the switch of faith turned on even when we're not feeling it or it doesn't look like it, it doesn't seem like it. Excuse me, maybe these other reports that are coming at you aren't lining up with what you believe in your heart concerning what God's Word says. This is when we, oh boy, this is when we have to bypass our five senses and what our bodies are revealing or telling us. Because when you get the revelation concerning who you are, that you are more than just a physical body, the body is the house or the shell that holds your spirit man, the inward man, the hidden man of the heart and your soul. So that your body is here to help you contact this physical world that we live in every single day. But your body was not given to you to control you and determine and tell you what you have and what you don't have. You're to tell your body what you have and what you don't have. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we've been talking about healing can be gradual, healing can be a process. But today I want to talk about holding fast. Because many times people come up in healing lines, they have hands laid on them, they get healed, or they're sitting there in their seats and the Word of God gets quickened to them, they receive the revelation, and all of a sudden they believe right there in their seat and receive their healing. Whether you receive it right there on your own, that's God's highest and God's best, is for you to believe the Word you're hearing for yourself. Act on that word, take it as your own, and believe it. Receive it and believe it. But whether it is or it doesn't come either of those ways, whether you're sitting there, you're hearing it, you have hands laid on you, we need to know what to do when a counterattack comes. What, Pastor Debbie? Yeah, I said a counterattack. So what I want to do, I want to open up our Bibles together this morning into the book of Luke. Turn to the book of Luke, one of the Gospels, Luke 11. P.C. Nelson, who is a Greek scholar, he made this comment. He said, more people lose their healing in the counterattack more than anything else. Listen to me now. He's a Greek scholar. Now, he was a man that was a Baptist man. And he got hit by an automobile, and his leg was totally just destroyed. And when he went to the hospital, the doctor said, we're going to either have to amputate it, or it's just going to be in limbo. You'll never be able to use it. It'll be stiff, and that's just the way it is. But this Baptist man had some spirit-filled friends that came over, anointed him with oil, and prayed for him, and he got totally healed. He never lost his leg. It was never stiff. He never had another problem or issue with it, and was able to use it normal just like the other one for the rest of his life. Well, he became a Greek scholar and began to study and the Word of God. And he said, more people lose their healing and their counterattacks more than anything else. So with that in mind, we're thinking about that. In Luke chapter 11, verse 24, we're going to start there. I'm reading from the Amplified Version this morning. Luke 24, and we'll read through 26. It says, when an unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it roams through waterless places in search of a place of rest, release, refreshment, and ease. And finding none, it says, I will go back to my house from which I came. Notice this now. What is it saying? I'm going to go back to where I came out of, where I came from. Verse 25, and when it arrives, it finds the place swept, put in order, furnished, decorated. Verse 26, and it goes and brings other spirits, seven of them more evil than itself. And they enter in, settle down, and dwell there, and the last state of that person is worse than the first. Now, what are you saying here, Pastor Debbie? I'm saying sometimes when a counterattack comes, Jesus did not say, if the storms of life come. He said, when the storms of life come. Storms of life are going to come to all of us because we live in this fallen world. But the storm was not, we were never meant to be taken out by those storms. We were meant to rule and dominate over those storms. Did y'all hear me? I said we were meant to rule and dominate over the storms of life that come against us. Those things that oppose us, those lies that the enemy is throwing at us constantly, trying to get us off and persuade us other than what the Word of God has told us. So right here, when this, when you get healed, think it not strange if a counterattack shows back up. It doesn't matter if it's 6 months, a year. We're not looking for this to happen. Listen to me now. We're not out here looking for this counterattack. No, no, no. But we are aware. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices, like it tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. We are not ignorant of Satan's devices, how he works, his schemes, his trickery, his subtleness. No, we're not, as believers, we should not be ignorant of how he operates. So if, in case, and if and when it does show back up or try to show back up, whatever you are healed of, symptoms or lies begin to come at you and you're wondering why, you know and can recognize immediately, this is the enemy, this is the devil, I know exactly what he's trying to do. And the first thing here is, more than anything, is we need to hold fast. Hold fast. Hold fast to your confession of faith. The Bible tells us to. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, hold fast to that which is good. Healing is good. Healing belongs to you. It's your benefit. It's your right. It's your privilege. It was bought and paid for at the same time that your salvation was paid for. The same time that your sins were omitted and washed and your slate was wiped clean. Come on now. It's the same time that healing, physical healing, was provided for your body, your physical body. The same time. But many times people put the emphasis on the saving part. They forget about the healing part that comes with it. It's a package deal. It took place at the same time. We need to know these things and hold fast to these things. Remember, you are not the sick trying to get your healing. You are the healed of the Lord, and the devil is trying to steal your healing. He's trying to steal your health. You're the healed of the Lord. You're the redeemed of the Lord. You're not the sick trying to get your healing. You are healed, and the devil's trying to steal your healing through sickness. So we have to hold fast. We have to hold fast. And then it tells us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 11, hold fast to that which you have. Goes right in line with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. Hold fast to that which is good. Now you're being told to hold fast to that which you have. Healing is your health is yours. Divine health is yours. It belongs to you. A sound mind, a delivered mind, a sharp mind, it belongs to you. The peace of God, it belongs to you. Mental wholeness belongs to you. Physical wholeness belongs to you. Come on now. We can't allow the enemy to come in where he's trying to come in and wreck so many people's lives through oppression and depression and just bombarding them with lie after lie after lie, trying to tell them that they are something that they really are not, or that they have something that they really should not have or even own themselves. It doesn't belong to you. Sickness and disease does not belong to God's people. It does not belong to the believers. Sickness and disease, Satan, the devil, is the author of that. God is not the author of sickness and disease. Dis-ease. Satan is the author of those things. The Bible tells us that the devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, the dividing scripture in the whole New Testament. Steal, kill, and destroy. Sickness and disease, it steals, it robs. It, come on now. Robs your finances, robs how you feel, can rob from your family, can rob from your, come on. It's not good. God doesn't have sickness and disease. He would have to rob it or steal it from the devil, because there is no sickness and disease in heaven. And the Bible says, as it is in heaven, let it be done on this earth. God's word has already been established in the heavens. You and I are the ones that establish it here on the earth by what we choose to allow or not allow, permit or not permit. It's up to you and I. That's why when we see the enemy come with these counterattacks, we need to know how to stand up to him and bring and put pressure and resistance back against him, against that which is trying to come against you. You cannot win against the devil by being silent. No, we have to rise up. We have to say, devil, your power's been broken. You have no power over me. You will not put this back on me. Jesus healed me. I believe I received my healing. I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I say, no, I don't accept this back. I will not accept it back. I won't permit it in my life, in Jesus' name. Pastor Debbie, you sound right. You have to be stern. You have to let the devil know that you mean what you mean. And he knows whether you know if you really believe it or not. I said he knows whether you know if you truly believe it or not. And he operates through fear and intimidation. If he can intimidate you, come on now. Philippians chapter 1, verse 28. We are not to be intimidated or frightened but for one moment by our adversary. For to him it's an utter sign of his destruction when we are fearless when he tries to bring things against us. It's a reminder to him of what is coming for him, lake of fire. It's the opposite of faith. Fear is the opposite of faith. And he operates through that. So we can be intimidated. And he will try to intimidate you. I said he will try to intimidate you with thoughts. Remember what I said about thoughts? That's how he tries to gain an entrance or inroad into our lives, by beginning to start with the thinking. And if we don't control our thinking, you cannot outthink the devil, but you can out-talk the devil. You cannot fight thoughts with thoughts. You have to fight thoughts with words, spoken words. The word of God has to be spoken. It must be spoken. It must come out of the mouth of the believer. That is the same thing that Jesus did when Satan came to him and tempted him those 40 days in the wilderness. Yeah. Come on now. Jesus opened his mouth and he said something, but he never talked about the problem or the situation or how it looked or when Satan took him up on the pinnacle of the temple or took him in these to show him all the kingdoms of the world. He never talked about that. What he talked about, it is written. It is written. It is written. He had a sure focus and a steadfast gaze on what the Father had spoken, and that is the only thing that he spoke. And it defeated Satan for Jesus. How much more will the Word of God in our mouth, spoken out of our mouth because we believe it in our heart, come on now, do the same thing to Satan for us today, for you today. When he tries to come and intimidate you, frighten you. Say, no, devil. That's what the Message Bible says. Yell a big, loud no to the devil. Come on now. James chapter 4, verse 7. We're just getting started good here this morning. Good. Praise the Lord. So we're to hold fast. Why? Because there is an enemy, the Bible said, who is arrayed against us. Who's trying to what? Take from us what rightfully belongs to us. Don't let him take your health and strength. Strength is yours. You're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Ephesians 6:10. You're strong in the Lord. Psalms 27:1. God is the strength of your life. He's the strength of your life. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, what did he say? God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's what belongs to you. Power, spirit of love, and a sound mind. Oh, hallelujah. What are you saying with your mouth? What are you allowing in your thought life? It does matter what you think on. I said, it does matter what you choose to think on all the time. Amen. Not just every now and then. I'm talking about all the time. You're the one that has to gain control of your thinking. Nobody's going to do that for you. We can't pray it in, pray it out. No, you have to gain control of your thinking. And you can do that by learning to meditate on God's thoughts about you. This word is God's thoughts about you. Who you are in Him. What you have in Him. What you can do in Christ. He calls you an overcomer, a more than a conqueror in this life. He calls you a winner in this life. Victorious in this life. What are you saying? I'm defeated, Pastor Debbie. I'm defeated. I can't help it. I'm feeling this way all the time. Well, begin to rise up and put some resistance back against what you're feeling all the time. I said, begin to rise up. Stop lying there and letting the devil lie to you. Rise up. Hallelujah. So we have to hold fast. I remember there was this woman who went to a healing evangelist, and she was immediately healed of asthma and respiratory conditions in her lungs. She had a lot of infections and things she was constantly dealing with over and over and over again, and she had asthma. Well, she went up in the healing line and she was instantly healed of asthma and the respiratory conditions. Well, a certain amount of time went by, and it was like six weeks, so that was about a month and a half. And all of a sudden, the symptoms of what she was healed of, the symptoms of the asthma and the respiratory infections and condition in her lungs began to show back up. Symptoms. She remembers all the symptoms very, very well. And then all of a sudden, she went and she was healed and had no symptoms whatsoever. None. She was clear. She was healed. She was whole. But then all of a sudden, after 6 weeks, boom. Every one of these symptoms are back. But she begins to say, no, you don't, devil. See, we got to learn to rise up, meet the devil with the word of God and say, no, you don't. No, you can't. You can't put that back on me. I'm the healed of the Lord. I believe. I receive my healing. It's the healing power of God working in me. I said, it's the healing power of God at work in me. It is God all the while at work in me. both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Hallelujah. So she began to stand against those symptoms. Listen to me now. She shared it with the husband. A few weeks went by. She was still dealing. A few weeks went by. Still dealing with the same symptoms. Her husband talked her into, maybe you should go back to the doctors and be checked out again. So she listened to her husband. She went back to the doctors. They began to do the whole scheme of taking her through all the tests again. And when the doctors finished the test, they set her down in the office. They said, well, they said, you might have every symptom, but said, your lungs is just as clear as it was when you came back in here when you said you was healed. Said, you're just as clear. We don't see a thing. He said, these symptoms, she said, that lying devil. I mean, she got mad. When the doctor told her that, she got mad. She says, that lying devil, no, you don't. So like I said, she was standing against it from the beginning. Her husband talked her into going. The doctors went and ran the test. They couldn't find a thing. But she went back and she said, devil, no, you don't. You a liar. I'm the healed. And she said, every symptom left and never returned. We're talking about holding fast and knowing what to do when counterattacks try to come. I said, when they try to come, we have to learn to hold fast and not give in to those symptoms, lies, pains, whatever. You know, when it comes to this, it's like three ways that we can hold fast. So we're going to cover three ways to hold fast. One of the things that we're talking about when it comes to dealing with counterattacks. Not if they come, but when they come, holding fast. How do we hold fast? Number one, through our words, our confession. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Y'all with me this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to know these things. We cannot be ignorant of these things and allow the devil to have any inroad and get back in there with his lies. No, 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 no. We need to stand against these things. Hold fast to that which is good. Health belongs to you. That is yours. And the enemy's trying to steal it from you. Hallelujah. So through confession is one way that we learn to hold fast to that which God has already provided for us. Hebrews chapter 10, look with me in verse 23. It says, So let us seize, hold fast, retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess, and our acknowledgement of it, for he who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word. The King James says, let us hold fast to the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who is promised is faithful. Let us hold fast to what? The confession of our faith, not the confession of our problem, not the confession of our symptoms, not the confession of our pain, not the confession of the circumstances or the condition. No, we're to hold fast to the confession of our faith. Our faith in God and His Word, knowing that what? Well, the Bible says that He's faithful to His Word. He's faithful to His Word. He's bound by His Word. He's faithful to His Word. He watches over His Word to perform it. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. God watches over His Word. So it's not about your opinion, what you think, what you hope. No, it's about what God has said concerning you, what He has said, what He has spoken. Now He wants you to take what He has spoken, put it in your mouth, let it drop down into your heart, and get it back out of your mouth, and it becomes a spiritual force. And forces remove those things and they push things out of the way that are trying to come against you. Except when the Word of God, that's the all-powerful, most powerful thing. Hallelujah. God is all powerful, not the devil. The devil tries to paint a picture, make you think he's powerful, he's strong, he's big, he's fierce. Let me tell you, there is no power greater than the power of the God that we serve. I said there is no power greater. Don't let the enemy talk you out of that. God is greater than any sickness and disease, anything that the enemy can try to present to you. God is greater. He already overcame the devil for you. Satan has already been defeated, overcome, paralyzed, stripped, reduced to nothing. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Hallelujah. Do I have to remind us? That's a good one. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Now unto him. Colossians chapter 2. And it says, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were arrayed against us. Who did it? God the Father. He's already done it for us. Jesus, through his son Jesus, he already defeated, he disarmed, he paralyzed, he defeated them, reduced to nothing, dethroned them, paralyzed, stripped them, overthrew them. Come on now. All the principalities and powers, and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. In what? In the work of the cross, what he did at the cross when he rose up again triumphantly over, as a victor over the dark domain, the Bible says. A victor over. He didn't need that victory for himself. That victory was won for you and I. That victory belongs to you and me. Are you going to receive that victory and walk in it and take it like it's yours? That belongs to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So our confession. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. We're talking about how do we hold fast. Number one is with our words, through our confession. This is not just every now and then. We're talking about what are you saying on a continual basis out of your mouth. We're not talking about the mountain. We're not talking, we're supposed to be talking to the mountain. Saying what God says about it. Speak to it and tell it to get out. Remove itself. It doesn't have no place in you. What did Jesus say when the devil came to him? He said, you have nothing in me, no place in me, no power over me. No one settled claims against me. Jesus knew who he was, where he stood with the enemy, the devil, and you and I need to know our place. We're seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Come on now. Far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. Above, far above, afar above. We're seating in a place of dominion and rulership. You and I are the ones that are to have dominion on this earth and rule over this earth through our what? Speech center is the dominion center of our lives. That's how we take control over our life and in our situations. The greatest use of your words will be through domination, not just communication. You rule and reign in this life as a king. Romans 5:17. What did kings do? They decreed things. They declared things. When a king decreed... Ecclesiastes 8:4, I believe it is, it said the word of a king is power and authority. Another translation says, the word of a king is powerful. Don't forget who you are and that the King of Kings lives in you. Come on now. You rule and reign in this life as a king under the King of Kings. Oh, hallelujah. But we have to be exercising, holding fast through our confession. So Hebrews 4:14. Here we go again. Hebrews 4:14. And as much then as we have a great high priest. Who's our great high priest? Jesus. He's the great high priest of our confession. He takes the words that we speak before the Father, before the throne room in heaven. Come on now. He is our great high priest. He's the mediator between God and man. Hallelujah. So inasmuch then as we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, yes, he has, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession of faith in him. Another translation, I think the King James says, our profession of him. Well, a professional is a person who devotes their self to a particular occupation, our way of living. What are we saying all the time? Let us hold fast to our confession, profession of faith as a professional in our words. What are we saying all the time? Our way of living. Not just when the hard times come. Oh, Pastor Debbie, you just don't know. I can't imagine. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. But there's one, the Bible said, who has been touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Come on now. Jesus has been touched with the feeling of your infirmities by taking your place. And the Bible says that he ever lives to make intercession for us. Right now, that's what he's doing on your behalf and my behalf. He ever liveth to make intercession for us, to stand in that gap for us. Because he was touched. Look at verse 15 right here in Hebrews 4. For we do not have a high priest who's unable to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with. Oh, come on now. No. Our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of temptation. Oh, no. He's been tempted. He's been there. One who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. He was the only sinless, spotless Lamb of God for you and me. Praise the Lord that somebody took our place that was sinless, who did not sin. You and I are being perfected every single day. We're being perfected every single day in the image of Christ, being changed from one degree of glory to another. Hallelujah. So we talked about holding fast. How do we hold fast? Our confession of faith in the Word of God. Here's another scripture. Look at Psalms 107. Psalms 107. Hallelujah. The Word of God is good, isn't it? Psalms 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who is to say so? The redeemed of the Lord. We're the ones that are to say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he has delivered from the hand of the adversary, who he has delivered, already has delivered us from the hand of our adversary. Just like Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, you have already been delivered from the authority, the dominion, and the rulership of darkness. You have already been. Now stand your ground. Exercise your authority on the earth, your rulership over that which is trying to steal, kill, and destroy. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You and I, we're talking about our confession, saying the same thing that God says about us. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they what? Be in agreement. And agreement means to say the same thing God says. Not what you're feeling, not what the doctor says, not what somebody else says. Oh, you look terrible. Are you sure you're healed? You look horrible. I mean, the devil will make sure he'll send his... his ones across your path to try to talk you out of it. That's why Jesus had specific directions and instructions for certain people when he went to heal them, pulling them out of the cities, taking them by the hand, taking away from that group of people they were around and in and standing with. He knew they could talk them right back out of their healing. But he also knew if he could get them back out of that environment and get them in a faith environment, that's why it's important to come to church. Hallelujah. To be in a faith-filled environment, hearing the word of faith being taught, just like you are doing this morning here at the Healing Center. You're positioning yourself to hear the faith word so you can be taught it, so that you can apply it and do it yourself. Hallelujah. And then we got Job. Let's go to Job 22. Here's a good one right here. Job 22. You say, is there anything good in the book of Job, Pastor Debbie? Yes. You know, that temptation for Job was only 9 months. But you might think it would have been years and years, but it only lasted 9 months. But here we are in the book of Job, chapter 22, and we're looking at verse 21. I'm reading from the Amplified. Job 22, verse 21. Acquaint now yourself with him. With who? With the Lord. Agree with God. Oh my gosh, here we go. Amplified. Agree with God. Well, we're finding out how we're agreeing with God. By what? Saying the same thing he says about you, no matter what it feels like, looks like, seems like. To say it, by your stripes I was healed. I believe I received my healing. No, you don't, devil. You ain't putting that back on me. I don't accept it. I won't accept it. You're a liar. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Come on now. So right here it says, acquaint now yourself with him. Agree with God. Show yourself to be conformed to his will. What's his will? His word. Show yourself to be conformed to his word, not the enemy's words that are bombarding your mind, telling you you're not healed. You're not going to get it this time. He's a liar. Because God didn't say that. He said, I healed you. He said, I've healed you. By my stripes, you were healed. By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. He said, Matthew 8:17, himself took your infirmities, bore your diseases and sicknesses. What Jesus bore, you need not to bear. What he carried, you need to refuse to carry it yourself. You're not the devil's pack mule. Don't allow him to put on you all this baggage that don't belong to you. Let him know you ain't taking his baggage, you ain't being his pack mule, and just accepting anything that comes down the pipe. No, that's not your lot in life. Amen. So many people think, well, I can't change the situation, Debbie, Pastor Debbie. That's just what it is, you know. That's my lot in life. It is what it is. No, it is not like that. That's a lie. It is what you believe and what you choose to believe and say. So it says, show yourself to be conformed to his will. That's his word. And be at peace. By that you shall prosper and great good shall come to you. Glory to God. That alone is just happy word. Hallelujah. Amen. We talked about holding fast. How do we hold fast when counterattacks come against us? Learning to say the same thing that God says about us, no matter what it seems like. Well, wonder, Pastor Debbie, if I'm not persuaded yet, if I don't fully believe it yet. Will you school yourself in the faith by continuing to say what God says? Because eventually it moves from information to revelation, where it drops down in your spirit, that truth becomes made known, quickened, revealed. And when it's revealed, it's not about how it feels. When it's revealed, it's all about what is real to you. That's when it's powerful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Confession. Continuing to say, continually saying what God's word says about your healing, regardless of the thoughts, symptoms that you're feeling or hearing in you. You can't be quiet when it comes to the enemy. Like I told one person, you cannot crawl back in that bed, pull the covers over your head, and think it's going to leave. It doesn't work like that. You got to rise up. Begin to say his word. Because if you say the word enough, you'll be convinced. That's why I said sometimes we're in that place where you're schooling yourself in the faith. Because you're not fully persuaded and convinced of it yet. So you keep schooling yourself. You keep saying what the Word says, agreeing with God continually. You mean I might have to say it a whole lot? Yes. Hallelujah. That's not a bad thing. No, it's not. Look, you think about how diligent you are to do what the doctor says. If he says, all right, this medicine I'm going to give you, you're to take it. It's external medicine. It's not internal. And you need to do it this many times a day. And then if it's just starting to work, come back for a refill. You make sure you go back, you get the refill, and you keep doing it because what? You're trusting that eventually it's going to do exactly what the doctor said that medicine is going to do. And you're patient. You're patient. You put money in it. You're patient in it. And you're willing to allow it to work, aren't you? Well, how much more, oh my, should we be willing to allow this medicine of God's Word to work in our lives? To be patient with it. Give it time to work. Medicine has to get in you. His Word is medicine. Proverbs 4:20-22. His Word is life, healing, medicine to all your flesh. It is. If you're focusing on and meditating on healing scriptures, those healing scriptures have healing in them for you. That healing word will bring about healing manifestation in you. If you will get that medication in you, if you will take it diligently and be diligent to take his medicine, just like you are in the natural with medicine. We don't want to miss a time. If he says three times before meals, after meals, we make sure we're doing it three times and it's after a meal or it's before a meal. Come on now. And we take this medicine anytime. We don't have to wait for a meal. Anytime. It's not going to have no side effects. It's not going to make you ill. Come on now. We're talking about holding fast. To one of the ways of holding fast is through our confession. What are we saying on a continual basis? Regardless of the thoughts, the symptoms, the pain, what we're feeling. No, it's not about what our body is telling us. It's about what God's Word says about us. Over and over and over again. And we never get tired of it. I think about Dodie Osteen. She's still alive today. Who is that? Joel Osteen's mother. She was healed of pancreatic liver cancer. She was healed of it. Her and her husband agreed on the Word of God. She stood. She fought the good fight of faith. Like it tells us in 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold to the confession of your faith. Hallelujah. She fought it. A period of a year went by before she was totally clear of all that liver cancer, which the doctor said, we can't do anything for you. We can send you home and you'll probably die within 2 weeks. That was her report. But she didn't die after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks. After 4 weeks, a month went by, 2 months went by. Her and her husband stood, they held fast to what they believed when she released her faith with her husband, praying the prayer of faith. Like it tells us in Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. That's what they did. She released her faith. They did together at the same time right there. Did it look any different, Pastor Debbie? Did it feel any different after they prayed? No. She held fast one solid year. She did not die like they said. Come on now. If that will work for one woman, how much more, just like in the Bible, with all those people in the four Gospels, it worked for them. 19 cases of healing in the four Gospels and 12 out of the 19 cases was, Jesus said, according to your faith. If their faith made them whole, your faith can make you whole. Brother Hagin made this statement. He says, many times when it comes to resisting the devil as we should, he says, people ain't missing it in the area of faith. He says, they're missing it in knowing how to resist the devil. Not in the area of faith, just knowing how to resist the devil. Too many times we're allowing the enemy to take ground in our lives when we're not standing up. Come on now. Not standing up to him and letting him know who you are and that you know who you are, who you came from, who's in you, who and why you're here, for who. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. But you got to know who you are. It has to be real to you. So that he can't convince you otherwise. Talk you out of what belongs to you. Your divine health belongs to you. So we continue to agree, holding fast to our confession of faith without wavering. What does that mean, Pastor David? Well, you might have a report from the doctor right here. You got your report of what your body's telling you right here. Then you got the God's report. Wavering means you're going back to, from swaying from one to the other. Today you're going by your feelings. Tomorrow you're going by what the doctor said. And then the next day you're going by what God has said. He said, don't waver. Don't keep going back with all those other reports. Stay focused on the author and finisher of your faith in Hebrews chapter 12. He's the author and finisher of your faith. The devil is not the author and finisher of our faith. We do not gain faith because of tests, trials, and tribulations. No, we exercise and use our faith through those trials and tests and tribulations and overcome, like the Bible says. It's not the devil that gives you faith. Your faith, it comes from the Word of God and your trust and confidence, full assurance in what God has spoken. Hallelujah. Because what he has said, he meant, and he meant every word of it, and he backs every word of it, and he's not taken back one word that he has spoken. Has he not spoken it, shall he not make it good? Has he not said it, and hence shall he not back it? That's the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. Stand to our feet. Hallelujah. We're talking about holding fast. Holding fast against counterattacks, when they come, not if they come, when they come, knowing what to do. How do we hold fast? And we know we've only gotten to number one so far. But our confession, what we're saying, but what we say on a continual basis makes a difference. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this morning we're going to make a confession here together before we give it opportunity. Let's make a confession of faith together, then I'm going to throw out some invitations here. I believe, let's say this together. I believe I'm the healed of the Lord. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. And I say so. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Devil, in Jesus' name, take your hands off of me. I command your power to be broken in Jesus' name. I'm healed. I'm whole. I have mental soundness in Jesus' name. You'll not steal from me. You'll not rob from me in Jesus' name. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed and whole. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, Jesus bore this for me. Therefore, I refuse to bear it, take it, or receive it, or allow it, or permit it in my body. I refuse it in Jesus' name. But I have accepted healing and wholeness. And that's what's working in me. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Now, you might be in here this morning.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it helped you. You can visit our website at gocfc.com to listen to other life-giving messages, read the pastor's blog, or to find out how you can be a part of an upcoming service. We hope to hear from you or see you soon. God bless and have a wonderful day.